E! News, I'm Ben Thomas.
In this vote, the yeas are 225. The nays are 201.
Voting mostly on party lines, the House has passed a $1.7 trillion government spending bill.
The motion is adopted.
The defense spending contains a Republican provision President Biden opposed. But Sagar Magani reports he's signing off.
The nearly $858 billion bill repeals the COVID-19 vaccination mandate for U.S. troops. Officials here at the White House had said the president agreed with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin that lifting the mandate was not in the military's best interest. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said last week the president would view the bill as a whole.
He still believes that repealing the mandate is a mistake. He also obviously believes that it's important to fund our military.
In a statement, the president notes he still has issues with several parts of the bill, but that it also supports key objectives. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The House January 6th committee's final report blames former President Trump for the 2021 Capitol insurrection, saying he orchestrated a multi-part conspiracy to overturn his election loss. Meantime, Congress has passed changes to the law that controls how it ratifies the presidential winner to close loopholes Trump and his allies try to exploit. Winter weather is blanketing the U.S. A massive storm has sent temperatures crashing and created whiteout conditions, and it's making a mess of air travel. More than 4,600 flights canceled, thousands more delayed. Kathleen Bangs with FlightAware.com says your best bet is a direct flight.
It's a very good chance on a connecting flight with these long delays that you might miss that flight, and there just might not be a seat available for, who knows, perhaps a number of days.
And jurors have found rapper Tory Lanez guilty of three felonies in the 2020 shooting of hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. This is AP News. COVID-19 is spreading through China again, and experts are painting a grim forecast. Karen Shamas.
An abrupt reopening in China after years of a tough zero COVID approach has caught the nation underprepared. Many Chinese are still unvaccinated and hospitals don't have the capacity for a large surge in cases. The opening on December the 7th came as a response to nationwide lockdown protests as citizens were becoming fed up with increasingly limiting restrictions on their movements. Whilst it's not clear how large the current outbreak is, AP reporters have seen intensive care units overwhelmed by patients and ambulances being turned away in several cities. The sudden outbreak may cause wider complications, as expert Dr. Michael Head explains.
Typically, we've seen new variants emerge in uncontrolled outbreaks. For example, alpha variant probably emerged here in the UK. And the Delta variant probably emerged in India, both during uncontrolled outbreaks.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.